You're listening to KXT 91.7. I'm Jeannie Mascoro, and we're very excited to have special guests in the studio with us this morning. Smile Smile got started in Dallas a few years ago and quickly made national and international waves with their 2006 debut full-length album, Blue Roses. The duo also experienced a few relationship waves along the way, both on and off the stage. But Ryan Hamilton and Jency Hiranrasmi never gave up on the band. They're celebrating the release this week of their brand new album, Truth on Tape, and they're here to play a few songs for us this morning. Smile Smile, welcome to the KXT studios.
Thank you.
Thank
We're
you.
Glad to be here.
Would you go ahead and start us off with a song?
Sure.
Absolutely. this song is called Beg You to Stay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Only because I love you so much. I know you didn't mean what you said when you said that you were moving on away from me. Baby, don't you wanna believe? Believe in all the things you can't see. Don't you see it in me? I don't want you to go. I wish you would consider this home. Ask me if I'll beg you to stay, and I'll beg you to stay.
Beg you to stay.
Beg you to stay.
Beg you to stay.
Happening now. I don't want it to end. I don't want to let go. Really, all I want you to know is I love you more than you'll ever know. I need a sunset and I need your brown eyes. All we got ahead are blue skies. Ask me if I'll beg you to stay, and I'll beg you to stay.
Beg you to stay.
Beg you to stay.
Beg you to stay.
Ask me if I'll beg you to stay. Said that you were
moving on away from me. Baby, don't you wanna believe? Believe in all the things you can't see.
Why don't you see it?
Me, I don't want you to go. I wish you would consider this home.
Oh, ask me if I'll beg you to stay.
Beg you to stay from Smile Smile here in the KXT studios. We have Jency and Ryan right here with us this morning. Thank you guys so much for coming up here. I've been playing a lot of the album, and there's a lot of press right now. Great little cartoon and quick. I don't know if you guys saw that. But would you tell us about the moment you decided to form the group?
We were both in other bands in Dallas, and we met and started dating, and anyway, it was really just kind of sit at home, and I played guitar and she played piano, and you know, we would just kind of do it for fun, and we recorded some songs, and you know, it was all really, what's a good word, natural, organic.
It was kind of a fluke because we both had these other bands that were not the style that we play at all. Like, and we both sang lead, and so when we started playing together, we were like, this is what we really want to play, and it's not what anybody else was really doing, so
yeah,
that's where
I
we
hope
went.
That answers your question.
That's perfect. Now, the new record, it's kind of a breakup record, right? But the band, obviously still together. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. There was a point where, you know, we were a couple and we were a band, and that ended, and that story is told on the new record.
From Ryan's point of view.
Sure, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
And
our biased album.
So when we broke up and Chintzy moved out, I was writing these songs and emailing them to her. We weren't even speaking. And I was really just trying to tell her, you know, or show her how much she was hurting me. I was being very dramatic, as usual, about the whole deal. And I don't know how Chintzy did it, but she looked at the songs constructively and was like, you know, maybe I should add a piano part to this, or, you know, this, let's change this and do this. And I kept trying to, like, you know, to get her with these sad songs. And before you knew it, we had 11 of them, and Chintzy was singing harmonies and adding piano parts, and we had a new record. And
that's because I'm a robot. I have no heart.
You are a robot.
yeah, I don't think it really hit me how scary the songs were and the fact that they were about me until we played our first show with them, and people in the audience were like mortified, and they would come up to me after the show and they were like, oh my gosh, are these songs about you and what's going on? And I was just like, oh yeah, I guess they're about us.
Yeah, I don't know how we stayed a band. I don't know how this record got finished, but you know, here we are, and we've had some time to deal with it and process it, and you know, we couldn't be happier with the finished product. I'll say that.
It's really fantastic. Would you do another song?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You want to do The Attic?
Yep.
All right. This song is called The Attic. It's just about breaking up, moving on, and separating all of your things.
Over from last year's Christmas, things you never wanna know, other people's belongings and secrets.
There's nothing here to see.
Smile, Smile here in the KXT studios. Thank you so much again for coming in here. That was the song, The Attic, from their brand new album, Truth on Tape. Now, with this brand new album, y'all worked with producer David Castell?
We did.
On this
we
new
did.
Record? How was the process different this time from your last album?
This was our first time to work with a real producer. Last time it was all us, and it was going with the drum machine and two instruments and not a lot of money and trying to do it really fast. We were lucky to have, you know, the right people behind us where we were able to go in with the producer and have him, you know, kind of take the songs apart and push us a little bit. And it was great. He was great. And we have some fun stories. So... It was a good time.
And you have a brand new label as well, too, right?
We do, Kirtland Records. And you know what? A lot of bands, you know, are and should be jealous because we're really happy. You know, it's great. And it's one big happy family, and we couldn't be in a better spot, you know, for a young band.
I'm not really stuck up. What Ryan just said sounded really stuck up. So I just want to say on the air that Ryan has the biggest head.
Are you being literal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it is.
Andy has a really big head.
Yeah.
Even
like
though
a
you
lollipop.
Can't see him.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it. Now, any musical influences? What are you guys listening to nowadays while you're at home and on the road?
It's funny because we always get asked that, but we don't really ever listen to anything. And I don't know. Like, I don't think that I let current music influence. I grew up playing classical piano, and so that's kind of what I base everything off of, which is funny because it's so structured. Everything is so structured, and Ryan likes pop music, and we like the opposite music, and so somehow we mashed those together, and it worked out.
Yeah. And I love the 60s. If it was recorded in the 60s, I'd probably like it.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, and... As far as new music, we just got some new CDs on this last trip.
This band called Headlights and a band called The Wooden Sky, and they're both from Canada, and they're pretty cool. But I really like female singers, so like Towel and the Get Down to Stay Down. Yeah. She's really cool, and we saw her open for Rilo Kiley, and that girl can play some guitar. Like, she's crazy.
I didn't see her open for Rilo Kiley.
Oh, that was
Don't
my other boyfriend.
Don't confuse me with your other boyfriend.
I'm sorry. They all get...
Your other ex...
They're all confused.
It's
They're
a
all
long
the
list.
Oh, well, on that happy note, would you play another song for us?
Sure.
Absolutely. We'll do Truth on Tape, and thank you guys for playing this song. And, you know, the support of the station is a big deal to us.
Our pleasure.
So, thank you. You ready?
Yeah. No, let's go.
This is almost permanent. The pain I feel inside
since you've been gone.
You're filling me with lies,
and I refuse to change anything.
I'm still the man I was, and I of love,
what went wrong?
Smile, Smile here in the KXT studios with us. That was fantastic. Thank you guys so much for coming
Thank
in
you.
Here this morning.
Thanks for having
us. It was great.
Us.
It was a pleasure.
I know it's early. And Smile, Smile, you guys will be at Good Records this Saturday at 4 o'clock for an in-store appearance. And then that night at the Double Wide for CD release show, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're excited to do the hometown CD release weekend.
And it's going to be a party. We're playing with the O's.
Oh, yay.
And Giggle Party. So we're hoping they don't destroy the stage before we play, because we've heard some things.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Yes.
Truth on tape. No. Now, don't forget, you can find complete North Texas concert listings at kxt.org. And while you're there, take a look at our live in-studio videos. Thank you guys again so much.
Thank you.
I'm Jeannie Mascoro, and this is KXT 91.7, Music to the Core.